AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. On a hot August night, the Mets remained red hot, winning their fifth straight over the Reds. Here's AP's Christian Arnold.
Francisco Lindor and Jeff McNeil both homered and drove in two runs, helping to lift Carlos Carrasco and the Mets to a 6-2 win over the Reds. The Mets have now won 14 of their last 16 games and entered the day with a 7-game lead in the NL East. McNeil credited timely at-bats for the Mets' success.
We're taking extremely good at-bats, and everyone's swinging the bat well, which helps.
The Braves rebounded from their lost weekend in New York with a 9-7-11 inning win at Fenway Park as Austin Riley riddled the Red Sox for five RBIs, including the game winner.
Coming off this weekend, I felt like I needed a win, and we got it, and hopefully can build on that.
Also in the NL East, the Phillies won their sixth straight and 11th in their last 12, reeling in the Marlins 4-1. Two hits for Kyle Schwarber.
Really good baseball that we're playing, and we need to remember the feeling. And we just need to keep it going.
The Cardinals' lead in the NL Central is down to a game as they were rocked in Colorado 16-5, while the Brewers beat the Rays 5-3. In the American League, the Houston Astros are now tied for the best record after a 7-5 win over the Texas Rangers, thanks to Aledmys Diaz's grand slam, while the Yankees, who have led the AL since April, lost the pitching duel to the Mariners 1-0 in 13 innings. Meanwhile, the AL Central now has co-leaders. Cleveland tied Minnesota for first as the Guardians tamed the Tigers 5-2, while the Twins were knocked off by the Dodgers 10-3. The White Sox split a doubleheader and a game and a half back. Football, Sean McVay has finalized his contract extension to continue coaching the Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams. Terms of the long-expected deal for the youngest coach to win a Super Bowl were not revealed. Tennis, Serena Williams says she will end her career soon, quite possibly after the U.S. Open. Serena, who has won 23 Grand Slam singles titles, turns 41 next month. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.